Welcome to a special edition of the BCC Pod. As we continue our Lenten journey, we invite you to pause, reflect, wrestle, and seek the grace of God in your life. Over the last few weeks, we've been walking through the seven deadly sins, not just to name them, but to examine how they take root, how they shape our patterns, distort our desires, and pull us away from communion with God. This week, we're doing something a little different. We're reflecting on two sins that often work hand in hand, not in noise and chaos, but in silence and slow erosion. Sloth and gluttony. Two postures of the soul that seem opposite. One avoids, one overindulges, but both are symptoms of a heart disconnected from divine desire. When we hear the word sloth, we often picture laziness, a refusal to get out of bed, a day wasted in distraction. But sloth is far more subtle. It is not always inactivity. It can actually look like constant motion. Sometimes sloth wears the mask of busyness, a packed calendar with no time for God. Sometimes it shows up in the numbness that creeps in when life feels overwhelming and we slowly disengage from our purpose. Sloth whispers, "It doesn't matter, I don't have the energy, let someone else do it." We don't always reject God outright, but we stop reaching for Him. We don't turn our backs on love, but we stop loving with intention. We don't abandon calling, but we let our passions fade. Paul warns us of this in Romans 12, verse 11, where he says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." Let's take a moment. Where in your life has passion dulled into indifference? Where have you chosen comfort over calling? Where has sloth crept in quietly, numbing your hunger for God? And on the other side of sloth, we find gluttony. Gluttony doesn't always involve food. It is any craving that we use to numb instead of nourish, or to escape instead of engage. Gluttony whispers, more will satisfy. More indulgence, more escape, more consumption. But Jesus presents a different picture in Matthew 4, verse 4. When he says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." True fulfillment is not found in consuming, but in communing. See, gluttony tricks us into believing that the temporary indulgences can fix eternal longing. We chase the next snack, the next scroll, the next dopamine hit. We binge on entertainment, validation, or comfort, hoping that it will bring peace. But in the end, we're still hungry. Just like the prodigal son in Luke 15. He took his inheritance and indulged in everything he thought would make him happy. And where did he end up? Alone, starving, broken. It was only in that emptiness that he saw what he truly needed: home, restoration, and the love of a father. Let's take another moment. Are you chasing something that will never satisfy? Are you feeding a hunger that only God can fill? Though sloth and gluttony seem like opposites, one passive, the other excessive, they are often two expressions of the same ache, a longing for more, but looking in the wrong direction. Sloth disconnects us from desire, convincing us that nothing matters. And gluttony distorts desire, convincing us that everything must be consumed. And yet, Jesus offers us something radically different. He lived with purpose and passion. He feasted with friends, but also fasted in the wilderness. He was present, not distracted, intentional, not apathetic. And he offered himself as the bread of life, and in him, our true hunger is found satisfied. Let's take one more moment to reflect. Where do you need to wake up from spiritual apathy? Where do you need to step back from overindulgence and ask, what am I really longing for? As we close today, let's pray. Lord, shake us from our apathy. Breathe new life into our weary souls. Remind us of the joy found in seeking you. Teach us when to feast and when to fast. Help us seek you above all cravings. Let our hunger be for righteousness, not excess. Fill us with your presence so that we may hunger no more. Reignite the fire that once burned bright in our hearts and give us the courage to rise, to move, and to act in love. Amen. This week, take one small step towards spiritual engagement. If prayer has felt empty, set aside 5 minutes to speak honestly to God. If you've been consuming without thinking, take a pause before your next scroll, purchase, or bite and ask, am I feeding a hunger only God can satisfy? And if you've been avoiding purpose, lean in, even just an inch. Practice moderation, practice presence, practice desire for God over distraction and indulgence. Because sloth tells us it's fine to drift. Gluttony tells us to take more, but Jesus invites us to return. And as we continue in this Lenten season, may you remember that God is near to the humble, he lifts up the lowly, and in his kingdom, the last shall be first. Until next time, grace and peace.